The presidential race is still undecided, and we're watching as the vote count continues in several key states. But last night in the White House briefing room, President Trump falsely claimed he'd already won and made a series of baseless claims about the vote counting process.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late.
There is no evidence to support any of what the president said just then. Jennifer Murcia joins us now. She's an associate professor in the Department of Communication at Texas A&M University, and she's the author of Demagogue for President, The Rhetorical Genius of Donald Trump. And she joins us via Skype. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Jennifer, it's almost dizzying to listen to the president's comments from last night. What was your overall impression of his remarks?
Well, that he's failing and he's flailing. he's you know, grasping for straws. He's using conspiracy theory, as he does. He's very comfortable wielding conspiracy theory. And it was very predictable that he would do this. We knew that this is what he intended to do, to deny reality and to claim victory, even though there was no evidence of that.
Well, this certainly wasn't the first time that the president has publicly said things that are just flat out untrue. But did he take it to another level last night?
It's an interesting question. I did see, I think it was Daniel Dale said that this was his least factful speech. You know, I think it's difficult to gauge that. But, you know, the thing about conspiracy theory is that it makes him powerful and has done historically. He is a connoisseur of conspiracy theory. He's a purveyor of conspiracy theory. And the thing that makes it work for him is that you cannot prove or disprove a conspiracy theory because evidence isn't allowed to count against it. And so yesterday, Donald Trump claimed many things. He offered no evidence, but he didn't need to because he was making implications and he was making accusations. And that has worked for him traditionally. But I don't see it working for him this time.
I mean, but you actually use the word genius in your book when it comes to the way that the president talks to the American public and how he uses language. What is it about the way he speaks that attracts support?
Yeah, that's such a it's a fascinating question to me. So, you know, in 2015, Donald Trump took advantage of pre-existing distrust and polarization and frustration, and he used rhetorical strategies that, you know, are frankly dangerous to democracy, you know, but were well calculated to take advantage of that distrust and polarization and frustration and to use it to his own advantage. And he's continued to do that. So what we saw him do last night was to try to sow more distrust in the process.
You know, your area of expertise is American political discourse, and I feel like we have spent the last 4 years talking about how President Trump talks. Should we label his falsehoods lies, just straight up lies? Of course, many media organizations have been working to fact check him in real time. We actually saw many news outlets do that last night, including NPR. But maybe the bigger question, do you think President Trump's rhetoric will have long-term impacts on the way presidents address the public or how the public perceives the president's statements?
Yeah, I do think that media organizations should call his lies lies. I think that's important and useful. I think they should continue to fact check him. The thing is about calling them lies and fact checking is that it's not going to pierce the media bubble of Trump supporters. When they hear, you know, media call lies or do fact checks, they see that as part of, you know, the dishonest establishment, the corruption of the process, that the media is fake news and out against Trump. But I still think it's important to do it because I think that we need to have a record of reality. And I think that Donald Trump is really excellent at denying reality and creating, you know, the world as he would like it to exist. He's a marketing genius. He's not a business genius, but he's really excellent at marketing. And so he has used those marketing skills to his advantage in politics. And I think it's really important that someone hold him accountable for that.
Jennifer Murcia is associate professor in the Department of Communication at Texas A&M University. She's the author of Demagogue for President, The Rhetorical Genius of Donald Trump. Jennifer, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.